Hopes for a local Lightfoot Museum have been put on hold, for now, as executors continue to finalize the late folk legend's estate. In September, City Council created a working group, tasked with developing a business plan, community partnerships, and determining the availability of Gordon Lightfoot memorabilia for a potential museum. The group reported back to Council on Monday. As part of the process, the working group reached out to the executors of Lightfoot's estate to gauge interest and find out what, if any, memorabilia might be available for a museum. The disposition of Mr. Lightfoot's estate has, and continues to be, a huge endeavor, as one can imagine. The executors have been consumed with the various tasks related to the estate, said working group member, Pam Carter. I've also been assured that our proposal, as outlined in high-level terms, is a priority for them, said Carter, who is also president of the Mariposa Folk Foundation. Without knowing what memorabilia is available at this time, the working group was granted an extension on its mandate, and will report back to council once the estate's details are finalized. Unfortunately, the absence of knowledge regarding any holdings which Aurelia might get has prevented us from following any one idea in depth. It could be a guitar pick, it could be his whole musical library. We just don't know at this time, Carter said. Ideas range from a standalone museum, a museum with more than one purpose such as a one-roof building, an exhibit within an existing institution, to a traveling exhibit. All will be explored once we know what the holdings are, said Carter. In the interim, the group has also begun working with community partners to explore additional ways to honor Lightfoot, such as events, naming opportunities and memorials. The Lightfoot Days pop-up festival begins Friday. Click here for more details.